When you signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law, you issued a signing statement at that time that said you would not use that power for indefinite detention on Americans. You understood the concerns that people had.
Yeah.
A judge earlier this year issued that the administration couldn't use those powers because it's unconstitutional. So why are the government's own lawyers fighting that judge's order, the injunction in particular?
Yeah. Well, look, the basic principle here is, number one, my first job is to keep the American people safe. Number two, we've got to do it in a way that respects our values and our traditions of rule of law. That's why I banned torture. That's why I've argued that we should actually close Guantanamo. But I've also said that, you know, we've got some bad guys who are down there who we may not be able to try in a traditional court, but have pledged to try to hurt Americans. And so that's something that we inherited, that we're dealing with, and it's complicated. On the other hand, what I also said was a U.S. citizen can never be subject to that kind of detention. Congress disagreed with me, and I didn't want us to not be able to finance our military and pay our soldiers and our troops. So I signed the bill, but what I also said was, look, that I'm never going to use this power, and you know, what I would suspect is that the courts are going to agree with us over the long term that that is not something that you can use when it comes to U.S. citizens.
Well, let me ask you then also about the so-called presidential kill list that's gotten a lot of attention, and this list of folks who have been targeted for assassination.
Right.
And on that list have been U.S. citizens who have not been afforded trial, including Anwar Awlaki.
Mm.
How do you, as president or any president for that matter, regardless of party or person, utilize that power to assassinate even U.S. citizens?
Well, first of all, you're basing this on reports in the news that have never been confirmed by me, and I don't talk about our national security decisions in that way. More broadly, though, our goal has been to focus on Al-Qaeda, to focus narrowly on those who would pose an imminent threat to the United States of America, and that's why it's not just bin Laden, but a whole tier of Al-Qaeda leadership has been taken off the field, and that's part of what has allowed us to now begin to transition out of Afghanistan, to begin to bring our troops home. We're going to have to be vigilant for the foreseeable future when it comes to terrorists, but we have to do so in a way that is consistent with the laws of war, with international law. That's something we've always abided by, but beyond that, I probably can't comment on something as specific as what you just mentioned.